Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast where we basically just talk about movies for an hour.
Trying to sound like what we're talking about is relevant
Yeah. And
intelligent.
Neither of which are probably true.
No.
We just do it because it's fun. We love to talk about movies and debate because we usually have very different opinions on it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. We're very divisive in our opinions.
Yeah, we're very divisive in our opinions, but definitely tag along if you want to hear about all the movies, because right now we're doing an Oscars series. So we're going to go through all the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. And also just today, because the Oscar nominations came out this past Tuesday, I want to talk about how we feel about the nominations, because we did a bonus episode a couple days ago where we talked about what movies we predicted would get nominated for Oscars. And so now I kind of want to talk about the actual Oscars that came out and how we feel about it. So we actually already started filming this podcast, and then we had some technical difficulties, so we are restarting it. We already talked about actor in a leading role, but I'm gonna go through them again just so that we can talk about them on the podcast. But actor in a leading role nominations were Austin Butler from Elvis, Colin Farrell from Banshees of Inisherin, Brendan Fraser from The Whale, Paul Mescal from After Sun, and Bill Nighy from Living.
Nighy? There's no L.
Oh, I don't know. When you see an N-I-G-H, it sounds like night. You know, that's like what you think. In my brain, that's what I think is. I think of like night. But Nighy. Bill Nighy from Living. Nighy. So we haven't seen Living or After Sun or The Whale, so we can only speak to Elvis.
But this is completely accurate.
But I saw the commercial for The Whale, and I'm not kidding. I started to cry in the commercial. So I think Brendan Fraser is going to be hopefully up there. Who do you think is going to win?
Colin Farrell.
You think Colin Farrell's going to win?
I think he's going to win. Okay. He may not. I haven't, like, after I see the other three, I feel like my opinion will change of who I want to win, but I think he's the most likely to win.
So are you just saying that based off of what you've seen already and you're not gauging the other ones? Or because I feel like Brendan Fraser has a good shot, but we need to see the other ones, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of movies we need to watch right now, but I think I'm pretty happy with that mix.
I think it's time for Colin Farrell to get an Oscar, too.
I think Austin Butler was fantastic in Elvis, though.
He was.
He was very good in Elvis. So if he, I mean, if Austin, Colin, or Brendan, weird saying them on a first name basis.
But if we're that close
either of the three of them win, I think they would deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, so. Okay, let's talk about actor in a supporting role. So
I can do this. We got Brendan Gleeson, Banshees of Inisherin. Brian Tyree Henry for Causeway, which I would like to watch. Judd Hirsch for The Fabelmans. Apparently, he only has like 8 minutes of screen time in that movie.
8 minutes of screen time and he got a nomination?
Oh yeah, crazy.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Barry Keoghan for Banshees of Inisherin and Ke-Hu Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Well, didn't Anthony Hopkins only have a couple minutes of screen time in Silence of the Lambs, and that got him an Oscar?
16.
Yeah, so you know what? That just means they were even better, that it only took 16 minutes from all of the movies made in 1 year, and he was the best. 16 minutes. He was so good in that, though. So I bet you Jude Hirsch is really darn good. I want to see the Fable. Well, we need to see the Fablemans because it's nominated.
Yeah.
Because we really want to go through and watch all of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture and talk about them on the podcast before the Oscars are released. So I'm pretty sure Fablemans was nominated.
Oh, we need to see Women Talking, too.
True. I'm very happy about Barry Keoghan, though, because in my predictions, I said I thought Barry Keoghan was going to get nominated. So I'm really glad that he did. I don't think Brendan Gleeson was that good. I don't know if he was like nomination worthy. He seemed like he was just playing like an old man, old grumpy man.
That's what he usually does.
Well, when you're good at it. Yeah. And I don't know what Causeway is, so I can't speak to if that is a good nomination or not. But, and we still need to see Everything Everywhere All at Once. So we're sitting here talking about our opinions on it, having only seen like half of the movies nominated. Yes. Actors in a leading role. So we have Kate Blanchett from Tar, which we just watched. Tar is going to be our next episode of the podcast that we're going to review. We literally just watched it the other day, so we have all our notes ready and stuff. We're going to do a podcast on Tar if you want to hear our opinions on it. We have not mentioned them yet because we're filming this prior, but Kate Blanchett for Tar, Ana de Armas for Blonde, Andrea Riseborough for To Leslie, Michelle Williams for The Fabelmans, and Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once. So The Fabelmans must have had some really good acting in it.
Yeah.
Because they all got nominated.
I still need to finish Blonde.
I heard people didn't like Blonde because it wasn't an accurate story.
It's not,
for her life.
Yeah, I think people were expecting that, but the book that it's like based on isn't an accurate. it's like a fictional retelling.
Yeah, but if you're going to make a movie about, and now we're talking about her acting and not the movie itself.
Yes,
but if you're going to make a movie about a real, very big name person, don't you think it should be accurate?
Yeah. I kind of agree
with
that.
That's just my hot take.
But she's excellent in the parts I've seen.
Yeah, really? Yeah. I haven't seen it just because it seemed like it would be really depressing. And then when I found it wasn't accurate, I didn't want to see it. But I bet you she was great. She's a fantastic actress. She's really been on the rise very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she went from just being a nobody in that movie we watched recently. It was like about the guy who was like a part of the Russian mob, and she was his wife. With the curly hair.
Oh, yes, you're right.
She went from being like a random actress in The Informer to now being a Oscar-nominated actress
in the
Academy.
Movie was like War Dogs, and she didn't speak any English, and so she just learned her lines in English for that movie, she didn't speak it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard actors will do that. Well, now she speaks fantastic English because she just got nominated for a movie where she was acting as an American.
Yes, yeah.
I guess you got to learn quick if you're going to be an actor in American movies.
And
so to Leslie, didn't you say there was like a good story for how Andrea Riseborough got nominated?
Like, yeah, so it was kind of like a
fight for it.
A grassroots campaign, and other celebrities and actresses vouch like for her. And an article in like IndieWire Variety said that the Academy is doing an investigation into her nomination, actually.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
That's awful. Wait, do they think that it was rigged?
I don't know.
What would they need to do? They think, why would you need to investigate it? Like, do they think that it was rigged or that people were like blackmailed to vote for her? Like, she got nominated for a not huge feature film, you know? Like, why can't she just be recognized for it? Why are they investigating it?
No idea.
It's not like the Justice League, you know what I mean? Like, that whole thing with the People's Choice vote and it got rigged.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Justice League.
This is the Academy. That is awful that they're doing that. Disappointing. Were people mad that she got nominated?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen To Leslie.
It's a very small movie.
Really?
Yeah. Which,
well,
I mean, more power to them.
Yeah, I love it when they recognize movies that aren't these huge, big production companies. And obviously, they're going to be a good movie when you have that backing and you have the big names in it and you have that support from, like, the majority of Hollywood. Like, gosh, like a Brad Pitt movie, of course it's going to be fantastic because they're pouring a lot of money into a movie with Brad Pitt. Well, I guess not really, because Babylon didn't get any nominations.
That's not true. We got some nominations.
Yeah, but it didn't really get big ones, like, for acting or anything. And the acting was fantastic.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't think Babylon was a fantastic movie, but it was a really good movie. And Amsterdam didn't really do well with the nominations either.
Oh, no. Yeah. I couldn't see it getting any because of how critically...
Well, the beginning was just so bad. Like, I feel like if they'd done better with the beginning, maybe they would have had a better shot.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who do you think's going to win?
I feel like Michelle Yeoh's going to win.
I think Cate Blanchett's going to win.
Okay, Cate Blanchett would deserve it if she won, though. She was
very
good in Tar. Honestly, if any of them won, I would be happy.
Sometimes
I love seeing a woman being recognized for her hard work, so any of them would be fantastic.
Sometimes I think the nominations are more important than the actual winner sometimes, because it's like...
What do you mean?
They're all like equally just as good as each other in their performances. And it's all like the final one sometimes is like they all did a great job.
In reality, they're all getting recognized for amazing work. One person might have just gotten two or three more votes than another. Yeah. I guess that's true. Like, just being nominated is a huge honor, I guess. You just only really ever remember the people who win, though.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only winners and losers in this world, right?
Either a hammer or your nail.
What is that? I've never heard
either
of that.
Either a hammer or your nail. That's from...
I've heard that, actually. What is that
from? The Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness? I don't remember that. I don't know. Let's go through actress in a supporting role.
Angela Bassett for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Hong Chau for The Whale. Kerry Condon for Banshees of Inisherin. Jamie Lee Curtis for... EEAAO and Stephanie Hsu for EEAAO.
I mean, it's pretty legit when you get two supporting actor roles and main actor actress nominations.
I was surprised.
I mean,
that's
crazy. That's awesome, though. I mean, that's pretty good. Like, well done on them. I mean, they really stacked their cast with fantastic actors.
Mm-hmm.
If literally almost every actor gets an Oscar nomination for their acting.
Jamie Lee, there was like a video of Jamie Lee Curtis, and she was like completely overwhelmed and shocked that she got nominated.
I can't even imagine. Now, first off, I would never get nominated for an Oscar.
Don't sell yourself short.
But imagine the feeling of realizing, oh my God, I've just been nominated for an Oscar. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I would never. I'm not talented.
This is Angela Bassett's to lose, I think.
Angela Bassett's to lose? What does that mean?
It's like I think she's the primary winner.
You think she's going to win?
Yeah.
What do you mean Angela Bassett's to lose?
That's like a saying. This is hers to lose.
Like they've got it in the bag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it means?
Yep.
What does that even mean? What do you mean it's in the bag?
It's in
What's
the
in
grocery
the bag?
Bag.
Why would you put it in the bag? And why is it so sure? Like it makes it sound like you're stealing something. You're at the store and you put something in your bag and it's in the bag.
We got it. It's in the bag.
It's in the bag. I don't know. I don't understand a lot of English sayings. But I'm happy with those nominations. I think they were good choices.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think that I agree. Angela Bassett's probably going to win. Yeah. Okay. Animated feature film.
The Sea Beast. I did not expect getting in there.
Yeah. So we have The Sea Beast, Turning Red, Puss in Boots, Marcel Duchamp, and Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. I really wanted to see Puss in Boots and Jonathan wouldn't go with me. And now that it's an Oscar-nominated film, maybe I can convince him to go.
Maybe.
But those all look good. Also, we didn't see Marcel the Shell, but I thought Marcel the Shell was stop motion. I didn't think it was animated. Does that count as animated?
Oh, yeah, stop motion counts as animated. Pinocchio's stop motion, too.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought Pinocchio was animated.
Well, it's stop motion animation.
Oh.
So it's kind of, they're kind of combined.
It's a combo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are all look like cute movies.
Yeah, because one Wallace and Gromit movie got an Oscar one time.
Wallace and Gromit got an Oscar? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's iconic. I love Wallace and Gromit.
Me too.
It's my childhood. They always kind of scared me, but like in a like, I love watching. Like I can't look away way. Yeah. In a good way.
Gromit, you forgot the crack.
I really liked Turning Red, though. Like, I cried in Turning Red. It was so cute. And the scene where they compare her, like, turning red to, like, her period was so funny. Like, it
yes,
was so good. Like, she got her period. Her mom thought she got her period. And she was like, oh. That was a really good idea. Whoever came up with that was, like, really smart in the writing room.
Even though I've only seen one, I think Pinocchio will win.
I think Pinocchio will win, too. I mean, it's just, like,
it's his
they
passion,
put a lot into it.
His passion project. And
okay, a lot of people have passion projects. That doesn't mean they're going to win Oscars.
That's true. I'm just saying.
Okay.
The Academy
okay.
likes GDT.
GDT? What does that mean?
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, just the person?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, he put his name on the front of his movie?
Guillermo del Toro's.
Guillermo.
Guillermo del Toro's well, Pinocchio.
Guillermo del Toro's. So he literally put, I didn't realize it was his name. I thought that was like the original author or something. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
for like a movie not even about him.
Some
imagine being
think,
somebody that you can just put your name on something and people want it. I guess it's like Kylie Jenner and stuff like that.
Example of a movie that does that because there are those.
I mean Walt Disney's, they do that.
That's true.
With Disney movies. But that's because Walt Disney is a brand. Guillermo del Toro is, I didn't know that that was a person or a brand or anything.
He won for The Shape of Water for Best Picture.
Oh, The Shape of Water was fantastic. But it wasn't Guillermo del Toro's
Shape of Water. Yeah.
Shape of Water was really good. I was very happy that that won for Best Picture. It was a fantastic movie. Okay, cinematography. So, you want to read it?
All Quiet on the Western Front. Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, which I would like to see, actually. Elvis, Empire of Light, and Tar.
Now, when I was watching Tar, I don't know if the cinematography really stood out to me as being amazing.
It wasn't flashy.
There was
flashy.
Some good shots. Yeah, you're right. It wasn't flashy.
It was sleek, and
I guess
it
was the way that she was. Like, it was professional and profound,
modern, and
modern,
refined.
very squared off, you know what I mean?
But yeah,
so I guess it represented her personality in the way they shot it, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And her emotions at the time, like in her situation sometimes, which I thought was good. We'll go into that when we
talk about Tar. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Tar. So I predicted that Elvis was gonna get a nomination for sure because it was really darn good. But
good
it was just a good movie telling a really interesting story.
Female cinematographer in there though, that's cool.
Mandy. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even notice that it was a female. Well, I love that because she did a fantastic job. And then All Quiet on the Western Front, I really want to see that, and I love seeing foreign films being represented in the Oscars as well.
I think that one should win.
Yeah. I don't know what Bardo is.
Alejandro Iñárritu. He did Birdman and The Revenant.
Birdman. That was a good movie. And I never saw The Revenant, so he's already an Oscar-winning cinematographer or director.
Director, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think All Quiet on the Western Front, I saw the commercial for it, and the cinematography was even good in just the ad, and just a couple of shots.
Yeah, it's astounding.
I want to see it. It's at the State Theater here, and I really want to go, but I don't know if we'll make it down this weekend.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but yeah, those are the cinematography. So costume design, Babylon, Black Panther, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Miss Harris Goes to Paris. So I definitely think Babylon deserved it for costume design.
Yeah, it did.
The costumes were really good in Babylon for sure.
I have no idea which one's going to win out of these, honestly.
I have no idea either. Miss Harris Goes to Paris, that's cute that it got nominated.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was all about Dior, which is fashion, so they had to have a good... They had to have a really good person.
Oh, I haven't even seen a trailer design for that. Have you?
Yeah, it's about a woman who... Yeah, I saw a bunch of them. I wanted to go, but you didn't go with me.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, but it's about a woman who goes to Paris to buy herself like a fancy dress.
Is her name?
From Dior.
Mrs. Harris?
Yes, and she goes to Paris.
Thing.
Directing.
Banshees of Inisherin or Martin McDonagh. Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans, Todd Field for Tar, and Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness.
I was really happy Triangle of Sadness got nominated because that was one of my predictions, is that they would deserve it for directing. The directing was very good. And I thought, I mean, it's Steven Spielberg, so he has like a 50% chance, like flip a coin if he's going to get nominated for movies or not.
Yes.
But that's because he does a good job on all of his movies. But I thought Tar was fantastic. Todd Field, he did a great job
in
the directing.
First film in 16 years. He hasn't directed that many movies.
From who? From Todd?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know it's been 16 years. Wow. And Banshees of Inisherin was fantastic. So
I think I might go to Martin McDonagh or Daniels.
Yeah. I think it's going to go to Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert.
Mm-hmm.
So do people just call them Daniels?
Yep.
The plural Daniels?
Yeah.
Wow. That's how you know they're iconic. Do they always direct together? They always do a duo.
Yeah, they did a movie.
Kind of like Billie Eilish and her brother.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they always work together. They're a team. I love that.
They did a movie called Swiss Army Man. I haven't seen that either.
Swiss Army Man. I've never even heard of that.
And they directed...
I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to get it. I think they're going to get all of them. I mean, I guess you can't get all of them when you have two people nominated for the same award, so you can't win them all. Isn't it weird when your co-worker on a movie is your competition? It's not really a competition, but you know what I mean, like you're going up against somebody that you worked with on a film.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. I feel like that doesn't happen very often where you get multiple nominations for one movie.
Yeah, I have not seen
in
any
one category
documentaries.
Yeah, I don't think we can really,
but I've heard All the Beauty and the Bloodshed's very good, so I think that one's gonna win. Just based on that alone.
The one that you've heard something of. Film editing. Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything Everywhere, Tar, and Top Gun Maverick. I really hope Top Gun wins something, but I think Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to win for editing.
I think Banshees of Inisherin will.
Honestly, anything that has EEAO, I think is going to win. Just because it just sweeped. Like, everybody was obsessed with it.
Yeah. And which is crazy because it came out in March and it still had momentum coming into the awards.
It has a lot of momentum.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Usually those earlier movies don't do very well at the Oscars, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Why do they release them then in March? Why do they release them so early if it's not going to help them with the Oscar nominations?
Well, I don't think that's their goal, is to get an Oscar.
I mean,
all the time.
Yeah.
But
Tar's editing was pretty good, though.
It was.
Yeah.
So was Banshees of Inisherin.
They were all good. That's why they got nominations.
Yes.
International film feature.
I think... Go back up.
All Quiet on the Western Front. Or you can read them all. International
Argentina, film feature. Argentina, 1985. Close, EO, and The Quiet Girl.
EO is the one about a donkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that people were comparing it to Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if... I feel like they're going to give
All
it
Quiet
to
on the Western Front's going to win.
Argentina. But if they give All Quiet on the Western Front like other nominations that's not in that category, I think it'll go to Argentina.
So you don't think that they'll win it? They won't win it unless they don't win everything out, like other stuff, All Quiet?
I think so.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Anyways.
Makeup and hairstyling, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, which I know you're really excited about, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, and The Whale. So The Whale must be for all the prosthetics he had to wear, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Elvis, I mean, Elvis was fantastic with all of the... I mean, you're recreating one of the most iconic looks on somebody, you know? I think they did a fantastic job in Elvis. And also during a time period where makeup and hair were very exaggerated and different than now, you know? It always blows my mind how women did their hair, like, in basically every generation before us. Because I can barely do my hair this way, like, straight. Like, I just blow dry it. I don't know how women got those ringlets and crap, but... Yeah, I think all of those would honestly deserve it if they got it.
Me too. Music.
Music for original score.
All Quiet on the Western Front, which really deserved it, actually. The music in that movie is, like, haunting. Babylon, Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere, and The Fabelmans.
No way. There is no way. John Williams and Steven Spielberg doing a movie together? Crazy. Who would have guessed?
I don't know.
I would
not
never
me.
Have guessed. He's probably done like 50% of his movies.
For sure.
It's just, but the thing about it that's awesome is like his movies all have the same tone and feeling to them because like of John Williams being that like connecting thread through all of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like they all have that similar, I don't know, like essence because they have the same director and the same composer. That it really comes through in the films. And, like, he has this connecting threads through all of his movies. And I really like that.
Yeah.
Like, the way, how iconic and how, you know, you can tell when something is, like, a Zimmerman. Or you can tell when something is, like, a Williams. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Banshees
of Inisherin
was good, though. And I was kind of surprised that it got nominated because I remember one of the fun facts when we talked about that on the podcast was how they didn't use any, like, iconically original or what would be the word? Accurate Irish music. They didn't want to use any accurate music from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's from the region. Or sounds like it would be from the region.
But Babylon, I feel like they got it just for that one like dance song theme that
Babylon
was going the whole time.
Justin Hurwitz is a genius.
But that dance song was so good. Like, rarely do I leave a movie and I'm like, I want to know what that song was. And I was like, oh, this song is amazing.
Really?
Like,
that doesn't happen to you that often?
I didn't look it up or anything, but I remember thinking... I want to know what this song is called.
I think that will win. That
yeah.
Will win.
But I wouldn't be surprised if John Williams wins because it's John Williams.
Yeah.
You know?
Original song. I don't know where this is going to go. Probably.
Well, read them out.
Oh, yeah. Applause from Tell Like a Woman. Hold My Hand. Top Gun Maverick. Lift Me Up from Wakanda Forever. Not Too from RRR. And This Is a Life from Everything Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really think I have one that I feel like stood out that I think is going to win. I always love the music ones, though, because they perform them at the Oscars.
Really surprised Taylor Swift did not get in there. She was a contender.
For what?
For Carolina from Where the Crawdads Sing.
Has she won an Oscar yet for music?
I am struggling to remember.
I don't remember that song, but I remember it was kind of cute. You can tell, though, when it's a Taylor Swift song being played. She's really ventured into the movies with acting in Amsterdam and then singing a song for...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to look up if Taylor Swift has an Oscar? Or even nominations?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, no.
That surprises me because she's so iconic and she's a really good songwriter. So.
She did... her short film made the short list for Best Short Film this year.
What's
the
short list?
But was not nominated. It's the list that the nominations are taken from.
Oh, okay. So, but don't you have to submit your movie for it? So she submitted her short film?
I don't know how it all works. But the short list is like, can be like hundreds of movies long. It's not
really
a short list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Best Picture. This is the big boy, the hard hitter.
Big chonkers.
Yeah.
All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, Banshees, Elvis, Everything Everywhere, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, how many of these have we seen? We've seen one, two... Okay, well, let's see. We talked about Avatar on the podcast. We talked about Banshees on the podcast. We are going to talk about Tar, and we talked about Triangle of Sadness. So we've hit four of them. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Steven Spielberg wins for The Fabelmans. I know that I personally want Top Gun Maverick to win, just because of the essence of like a all-American movie that you wouldn't think the Oscars would recognize winning would be kind of cool.
Brought everybody back to the theaters.
But then I feel like Triangle of Sadness totally deserves it. And I also, I don't know, I'm just like ranting right now. I have so many emotions and feelings. But I feel like the one that's going to win is Everything Everywhere. Like that's what I think is going to win.
I want All Quiet to win.
Really?
Yeah.
You loved it that much. But Jonathan loves war movies, specifically like war movies about the world wars. I feel like you love those. Yeah. So I remember my parents said that they just saw women talking and they thought it was boring because it was just a bunch of talking.
It was a bunch of women talking? No way.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. But I don't know. I've heard that it's really good. I don't know. I think all of those movies honestly deserved a nomination because I feel like sometimes movies get nominated and I'm like, meh. I don't know if you needed it. I think this year we had some really good films come out.
This was a good year for film.
I mean, they nominated 10 and you said normally they only ever nominate 9. So I think even the Academy was like really pushing it. So does that mean that like to get nominated, do people literally only ever normally, like there's only ever 9 movies that anybody even nominates? Like how does it work? Because how is it that maybe there's not like a 10th movie that one person put on the card that gets nominated? Do you have to get a certain number of votes to be nominated?
So like, for the nominations, people in the respective categories nominate for that category. So production designers
each other?
Yeah. So they nominate for that category. For best picture...
Well, that makes sense because they're the experts on it. Like if you're having other people who don't know how it works nominating, that makes sense. But then does all of the Academy vote for the winner?
For best picture, for nominations, it's all the Academy. For the winners, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't know that's how it worked. Yeah, so who do you think is going to win for Best Picture? I know you want Quiet on the Western Front to win.
Everything Everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to win too. But I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't know if I'm going to love it.
You're not going to love it. I already know you're not.
Really?
I've seen the first, yeah, even from like the first half.
Ah, dang it. But it's like the top contender. What are people saying is going to win? Like what is the chit-chat
on the DL, the Fablemans?
I don't think it's on the DL. I think it's on the HL.
Yeah, true.
Down low. I guess it would be HU, high up.
Those two are the top.
Everything, Everywhere, and All Quiet?
No, and the Fablemans.
Oh, and the Fablemans, yeah. I mean, it's Steven Spielberg. He's got like a million bajillion Oscars. Production design. All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, Babylon, Elvis, and the Fablemans. My only thing about Avatar is it's not really original this time. Like, it's just, like, from the old movie. It's not really new.
Well, we didn't
really... There were, like, a few new animals, I guess.
See the water in the first one.
Yeah, but I don't think water inherently is Oscar-worthy.
The shape of water.
The shape... Okay, well, the shape of water was completely different. It wasn't about water. Are you crazy?
All Quiet
Elvis's
or Babylon.
Elvis' production design was really good.
All Quiet should just win everything.
I feel like Elvis should win.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like Elvis should win.
We did not see any animated short films, but hearing Riz Ahmed say, "My Year of Dicks," was kind of funny. Everybody laughed.
I don't know the reference. Sound. Let's talk about sound.
I don't know the reference either. It's just a funny name.
Who are the nominations for sound, Jonathan?
Elvis, Top Gun Maverick, The Batman, Avatar, and All Quiet.
I feel like All Quiet should win.
Me too.
But Top Gun Maverick got nominated for sound? That really surprises me. Visual effects.
Avatar will win.
Avatar? Yeah.
No question about it.
There's no question Avatar is going to win. But Top Gun Mavericks were good, but most of them were real.
Yes. Yeah.
They weren't fake. Does visual effects only mean and encompass like animated stuff?
Like computer generated?
Behind the scenes stuff? Or can it be like a real visual effect? Because if it's a real visual effect, Top Gun Maverick could win for
It can still be practical, I think.
Yeah, they could win for all of the stunts that they did. Would that fall into that category?
I don't know. They should have their own stunt category for Oscars.
There needs to be a Oscar category for stunts. I don't know why there isn't. Because it is so impressive. People literally risk their lives to do stunt work. And it is amazing. And they do not get recognized for it. Like, I feel like being... Yeah. In the stunt work, and I mean, I've never done it. I don't know anything about it, but I feel like it's a very under-recognized, undervalued, you know, area in Hollywood, despite how much they do and how much they put on the line for it. And they don't get recognized for any of the work. And they probably don't get paid very well either. That's an assumption. I don't know what I'm talking about, but
I'm sure they get nearly as much as the actors, but...
Yeah. If there was a stunt work nomination, Top Gun Maverick would 100% win it. Okay. Writing. Adapted screenplay.
All Quiet. Glass Onion.
The nominees. Aww.
Living, which is based on a Japanese book that was made into a Japanese movie, Akira, which I haven't seen, but is apparently excellent. Hmm. Top Gun Maverick and Women Talking.
I was really surprised Knives Out got nominated.
I knew it was going to get
adapted
like,
from a book.
Well, so like a sequel is technically an adapted screenplay.
Why?
That's why Top Gun Maverick is nominated.
Because it's a sequel.
Yeah, it's adapted from the original. I was kind of confused on that too.
I don't think Top Gun Maverick's screenplay was that good. Like they just were. I loved how they were just fighting a random enemy. It didn't matter who it was, or where it was.
We all knew who it was. It's pretty obvious.
No, it was a very general enemy. Like, and literally the beginning of the movie was just them. And I love Top Gun Maverick. I thought it was a fantastic movie and I wanted to win Best Picture. But I think literally the beginning was just him like trying to show off flying in this really cool new kind of airplane.
That was really
just
cool.
For fun. Like, I don't know if I thought the screenplay was that good. I hope All Quiet wins for it. Or Women Talking.
Me too.
Yeah.
Original screenplay.
Sorry, I'm yawning. Original screenplay, Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness are the nominations. I think Triangle of Sadness and Banshees of Inisherin are amazing. Like, I think that their screenplay was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I feel like Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to win. Tar was pretty good. I was just kind of disappointed in, like, the ending. Like, I wanted more. But I guess you don't get more.
Anymore. I thought that was a perfect ending.
I guess the full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We'll delve into that
podcast later.
Everything Everywhere will probably win. Yeah. But I want Triangle of Sadness to win. So,
I want Triangle of Sadness to win too. But I would be happy if Banshees won. But we all know Everything Everywhere is going to win.
There in Triangle of Sadness, there were just so many like full circle moments.
Yes.
Like, and
I love
that's a grenade. Is that one of ours?
Yeah. I usually don't like movies with chapters in it because I think that it takes you away from the film. Like reminds you of you're watching a movie instead of getting fully encompassed into what's happening. But I feel like the chapters were so well used in this film because of how it really was like a completely new chapter of the story, like completely different things happening. Like they really changed it.
Completely new character motivations and...
Yes, I mean, everything changed.
Setting,
yeah. Setting, character motivations, action. I would really like for them to win. I don't know. Hopefully they do. They probably won't.
I'll probably go to Everything Everywhere.
I think it'll go to Everything Everywhere too.
Because it was original.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
Very original. Like the idea for Everything Everywhere All at Once and what happened, I mean, that's... extremely like
it's out there, it's unique.
Yeah, it's definitely out there. So
floating everything bagel.
Okay, I think you know what would be kind of fun is to quiz you.
Quiz me.
I think I want to do to quiz you. Okay, so what we are going to do right now is we usually do a trivia segment at the end of all of our podcasts.
That's right.
I want to do a trivia segment where I quiz Jonathan on the Oscar winners for Best Picture. So Jonathan loves that he knows a lot of the movies that have won Best Picture for
Not
Oscars.
Not as many as my friend Ross. If you're out there, Ross, you know more.
Ross knows more, obviously. But I want to quiz you to see how well you know the movies that won Best Picture. So I need to make sure that you can't see my laptop right now.
Or if you're talking about the year, are you talking about the year it came out or the year the Oscars happened? Because that's an important distinction.
I'm talking about the winner of that year's Oscar. So 2020, what was the movie that won for the 2020 year?
That's 2021.
No, but the Oscars occurred in 2021, but of the 2020 Oscars,
okay.
Who won for that year?
Okay.
Of the movies from the 2020 year?
2020 was Nomadland.
We're not talking about that.
Well, I answered it correctly already. You keep yawning.
I keep yawning. I'm not tired or anything. I don't know why. Okay. Let me pull up a website.
I don't know a whole lot from like 90s back. Even then, I'm pretty spotty.
Okay. Who won the Oscar for 2021?
Coda.
2020.
Nomadland.
2019.
Parasite.
2018.
Green Book.
2017.
Shape of Water.
2016.
Oh, 2016. What was that?
You were growing pretty fast there.
Yeah, I was.
I guess this is around the time when you started getting into movies, probably. So
2016 was Moonlight.
Yes.
And then
2015.
Spotlight.
Do you just remember it because they're such similar
Light,
names?
Yes.
Spotlight was a good movie. 2014.
Birdman.
2013.
It wasn't Gravity. No. I'm blanking on 2013. Lincoln?
No.
No.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
The director is Steve McQueen.
Oh, 12 Years a Slave. I can't believe I forgot
I can't believe that hint helped you because I would have no idea who Steve McQueen is. Okay. 2012. Okay. So
the
far,
artist.
You've gotten one wrong. No. 2012.
We just did 2012. Yeah. Well, the artist is the one after this one.
2011?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's 2012?
I don't remember. Oh, Argo.
Okay. 2010.
We skipped 2011.
No, you already said it was the artist.
Oh, right, right. 2010, The King's Speech.
Yes, 2008. Was there not a 2009?
Are you looking for, did you skip 2009?
Oh, no, they just had a typo on the website. 2009.
The Hurt Locker.
2008. Maybe I shouldn't go in the order because I think that's making it easier for you because you're like, what was before this one?
I'm struggling with 2008, though. I don't know it.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm,
so far, you've gotten two wrong. 2007.
These I'm pretty shaky with. 2007.
Mm-hmm. If you need a hint, I can tell you the director.
No Country for Old Men.
Yes. You didn't even need a hint. 2006.
Crash was 2003, right?
What was 2006?
Hint.
So Martin Scorsese.
The Departed.
Yes. 2005.
I really don't know a whole lot of these.
Crash.
Crash was 2005?
By Paul Haggis.
Can't believe that frickin' won Best Picture.
2004.
Give me a fucking break.
I don't even know what Crash is.
God. Even the director was like, it was not the best movie of the year.
Why did it win?
I don't know. What's before? What year? Sorry.
2004.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yes. I'm surprised you're getting that. 2003.
Was that Lord of the Rings or is that before?
Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Lord of the Rings, yeah. Return of the King.
2002. We'll see how far we can go before you miss two in a row.
Was that...
Might be now.
Shakespeare in Love?
Nope, Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay, you gotta get this one right to keep going. 2001.
And?
Ron Howard. Well, guess that's it.
Wait. Ron Howard. I am so blanking on this.
I can't stop dying.
Just let it out.
I did.
What's another hint?
It stars Russell Crowe.
Directed by Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
A Beautiful Mind.
Yes. 2000.
Shakespeare in Love.
Gladiator.
Fuck.
1999.
Shakespeare in Love.
American Beauty. 1998.
Shakespeare
in
Love. I knew it was in there somewhere.
You finally got there.
Finally.
Okay, I think that we're going to call. Well, we'll go for 1997 because it's a classic and everybody knows it.
Titanic.
Yes, okay. That's what we'll finish. That was pretty good, though. Like, I couldn't have named as many as you just did now.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's
well,
pretty good.
That's what we think about the Oscar nominations for 2023. Moving forward, we're going to try to watch all of the movies that were nominated for Best Picture before the Oscars. So that we can talk about them and then when the Oscars actually happen, give our real opinions as to what won and other things that didn't win.
Got
so
women talking,
we
everything.
Have already seen four of them, I think. We already said that.
I've
so what we
one,
need
two,
to watch
three.
Is Women Talking.
The
We've
Fablemans.
Seen Maverick, but we need to talk about it. The Fablemans, Everything Everywhere, Avatar. And I need to see All Quiet on the Western Front. So I'm thinking next we should do Everything Everywhere All at Once because we think that's the one that's going to win.
True.
Yeah. So.
I just need to see three.
I hope everybody's excited about the Oscar series. We're going to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once next. But the next podcast that we post is going to be Tar because.
We just watched that.
Yeah, we just watched
Tar.
And that was going to be our next one. And so after Tar, we'll do Everything Everywhere All at Once. Sorry, this is really frazzled. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today to the podcast to talk about how we feel about the Oscar nominations for 2023. And we will see you guys next time when we talk
Gracias.
About Tar.
Hasta luego.
Adios.